From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Food insecurity is a pressing issue nationwide, particularly in Georgia, where one out of every four children live in food insecure households. It's a dire picture for seniors, too. The latest estimates put Georgia in the top 10 worst states for food insecurity among aging populations. This month, GPB News is looking into creative local solutions to food access in a series called Full Plates, How Georgia Fights Hunger. Well, we're hearing those stories and inviting reporters who contributed to the series to give us some background and some context. Josephine Bennett is assistant news director for GPB News. She found that Georgia is the first in the country to try an innovative approach to addressing hunger among seniors, and she's joining us from our Macon Bureau. Josephine, welcome.
Good morning, Virginia.
Well, good morning. So senior hunger, why did you select this particular topic?
Well, when we decided to do a series focused on food access, I tried to come up with a topic we had not reported on. And that was a challenge because we've done several stories around food and food access. But as the child of an elderly parent, my mom is 94, I wondered how much of a problem senior hunger might be in Georgia. As a child of the 70s, I've never forgotten seeing public service announcements highlighting the problem of senior hunger, so I started looking into it.
How prevalent is hunger among seniors here in Georgia?
Well, as it turns out, around 300,000 senior citizens in Georgia are hungry. While help is available at senior centers around the state, only one-tenth of people go to them. Some don't know they exist, and others don't know how to connect with services where they live. They're really an incredible resource that not enough people are taking advantage of.
So those 300,000 senior citizens in Georgia hungry, making it the ninth worst in the country when it comes to senior hunger. Why is that?
Well, one of the number one risks for seniors being so-called food insecure is poverty. And Georgia has many people living in poverty. Race also plays a part. While 16% of white people are considered food insecure, that number more than doubles for African Americans and Hispanics. And all but one of the top 10 states for senior hunger are in the South and Midwest. There's more food deserts here, meaning people can't get to a grocery store. And that has indications for people's health. They might be consuming enough calories, but they're not getting proper nutrition. So I might also point out that it's not always people living in poverty that are food insecure. Sometimes people have to pay for other things like medication, caring for grandchildren, home repairs, or some people even feed their pets before they feed themselves.
Mm. Well, so in your reporting, you discovered that Georgia officials have been holding senior hunger summits, which developed into a statewide plan, which is explored in your story. So let's hear that story now.
I said, Lord, I hope they left some.
3 to 4 days a week, Ernestine Mims comes to the senior center in Twiggs County to eat lunch with her friends.
I laugh and talk, and I can go the day on, don't think about nothing, no pains or nothing. And when I come up here, I make me forget about it. It's just like a home away from home.
But she says if she were home, she'd be having a sandwich. But here, it's salad, corn, chili, milk, apple pie, and company. Research shows that when seniors eat together, they are more likely to finish their meal. It's a scene playing out in more than 200 centers across the state, and a lifeline for older people who may not have enough to eat. The Twiggs County program serves those as young as 62 and as old as 97. Director Denise Goodman says older people face a multitude of barriers when it comes to getting food.
You're having to choose sometimes between, okay, medicine or food. And so sometimes you can't eat a balanced diet because your income's limited.
Because Twiggs County is rural, it's hard to get around, and there's just one grocery store. It's issues like this that prompted Georgia to create the nation's very first state-level plan for senior hunger. While other states include senior hunger in their plans on aging, they don't address it specifically. The plan is a year old and points out that Georgia's population is aging, and safety nets like Social Security often fall short.
Cost of living has skyrocketed well beyond what the structure of the support systems that are in play. And then at the same time, you have to look at the fact that seniors are living longer.
That's Tematope A. Walker. She's the state's senior hunger nutrition coordinator with Georgia's Department of Human Services and tasked with implementing the plan. It divides the state into 12 regions, with each one forming a coalition made up of service providers, nonprofits, and grocery stores. But it's different depending on where you live.
We're really talking about the urban and rural divide and saying, okay, some strategies will work across both areas, but some things will be strategic to a particular area.
In Twiggs County, that's a community garden, meals, transportation, and helping people who qualify for food stamps get them, even though the benefits are small. In some cases, just $15 a month. Results from the first year of the plan are just coming in. Meanwhile, Walker does know that only 1/10 of Georgia's elderly go to senior centers. She hopes more people will discover them.
Sometimes it's when you get the buy-in of the senior, who then in turn will tell another senior about how impactful something is, that you really have a breakthrough.
And one of those cheerleaders is 81-year-old Cora Banks.
That's nice being with somebody. I don't like to sit home. Ain't nobody gonna be there but me. I enjoy sitting here eating with them. Yes, I do. Sure do.
Because when seniors eat together, their health can be as good as their company. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.
And Josephine is joining us now from our Macon Bureau, telling us a little bit about her story, some background for that Full Plate Series story. You talked a little bit about the barriers seniors face when it comes to food access and eating, awareness, transportation. Did you learn anything that really surprised you?
Well, one thing that I never would have thought about is that seniors often have dental issues and inability to afford dental care, which makes the very act of eating difficult. And as I said in the piece, food stamps, applying for them is easy, but sometimes they're too embarrassed to ask. And then some people are just physically unable to prepare meals and suffer from memory loss, making meal preparation next to impossible and sometimes dangerous. And then people live alone. This puts them more at risk for getting sick. Senior hunger, it's expensive. It costs around $130 billion a year nationwide due to medical issues stemming from hunger. A couple other things, the recession. Between 2007 and 2014, a lot of senior citizens lost income during the downturn, and there's no way to make that income up. And of course, the number of senior citizens, it's only growing.
As you reported in your piece, Georgia's the first state in the country to have a plan for senior hunger. How did this come about, and what is actually in it?
Well, Georgia started out in 2016 with senior hunger summits, and these grew out of a push from then-Governor Nathan Deal and his wife Sandra to address the problem of senior hunger after hearing that ninth from the bottom statistic about Georgia. And they became committed to doing something to change that. That's where the state plan began to take shape through the Department of Human Services. They've also created a position within the department that focuses on senior hunger. And that's Tematope Walker, and her sole focus is this issue. The interesting thing is that they broke up the state into 12 regional commissions, and each one will look at hunger, factoring in where they live, what unique challenges and opportunities present themselves. For instance, Twiggs County, where I visited, is vastly different than, let's say, Fulton County up in Atlanta. What works for one place might not work for another. And the plan addresses five specific areas, including today's seniors. Who are they? Health impact of senior hunger, food access, food waste and reclamation. There's a lot of that. And meeting the community's needs.
Josephine, thank you so much for your reporting on this. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.